death is inevitable. And so is the spring contest from The Ticket. Listen every morning at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Polaris in McKinney and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thursday is guys' night out. It's fight night at Lone Star Park. We'll be there at the presentation starting at 3. Fights get going about 6. There will be horse racing out there.
Horse racing?
That's right. At Lone Star Park, there always is. And it'll be a big night. This is one of the really fun things that we do. So come see us at Guys' Night Out at Lone Star Park this Thursday from 3 until 10. Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. All right, before we get into this, just a couple things here. I heard the Musers talking about the Pat Tillman Memorial Service yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that his brother got up there and dropped an F-bomb during that.
I heard that.
Was he the one wearing the Cardinals uniform?
No, he was the one that was
a T-shirt.
He was wearing the white T-shirt, drinking the Guinness beer that the brother-in-law had poured.
You guys think about this, Grego?
I heard about it.
You guys, where was this carried on, and was it live?
Yes.
No delay?
I don't know.
They had a delay.
I don't know if it got out on the air.
And he dropped, I think he dropped a couple of cuss words, because it was like they had dumped it, or they had pulled down the volume.
You know, and you really wouldn't think that you'd need a delay on a memorial service.
Is this the brother that was the Army Ranger? Or
no,
is he still over
no.
there? Is the Army Ranger still over there?
I don't think so. He was there for the memorial service. This is the other brother.
Yeah, Kevin, he accompanied the body home.
Okay.
But this other brother is, I believe those boys this morning said he's a stand-up comic. And he said that he didn't want to hear any of this nonsense about Pat being with God because Pat's effing dead, man.
Oh, no.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dear.
All this while swilling a Guinness.
And how about the host of that thing?
Great.
Was Romy the host?
Yes.
Were they big buddies?
I don't know.
They must have been.
Could they have picked anybody worse?
Pat Tillman being dead is not great.
It's not.
No.
What is great?
Me. I'm great.
What about your callers?
Wish all callers could be like that guy. This guy was great.
What do you do with him? What do you do with him if he's great?
Rack him. Rack him, white man.
All right, now it is time for coupon talk.
Kick it.
I don't know if we've ever had this conversation before, but I hate the coupon. How do you say it?
Either way.
Coupon.
Coupon. All right. Like Q-tip?
Yeah.
Right. Coupon.
Coupon.
You would never catch me using a coupon if I had $1 to my name, because it is a waste of time to save 4 cents on a roll of toilet paper.
Sometimes you can save more than that.
It's a waste of time. And women are the ones who use them. So inevitably, I always pick the wrong line at the grocery store. You know, if you have a choice to get in line, if you have a bunch of stuff, if I don't go through the self-checkout aisle, which is very fast always, but if I have, you know, 100 items, I always pick the wrong line. So I get behind this lady who's got a...
Well, now, wait a minute. I thought you were the big self-checkout guy.
Well, if you'd ever go to the grocery store, you'd realize if you have more than 15 items, you're not allowed to go through the self-checkout line.
Well, I do go to the grocery store.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you went, you would notice
well,
that.
Well, I do. I just don't mess with the self-checkout line.
Self-checkout.
I mean, you're the one that advocates
right,
that.
Right, I know. I use it all the time. But when I go in when I shop en masse, when I do my bulk shopping, I got to go through the regular peon line. So I get behind this woman who
so
I...
So others are peons, but not you, huh?
No, everybody who doesn't use the self-checkout line.
Is a peon?
Yes. Mm. You. And you. Have you, taken a shining to it yet?
No, nor will I.
I guarantee you've used it before.
Yeah.
I guarantee
yeah.
you.
You know what? Because I went to a grocery store once, and that's all they had.
Right.
And boy, you think I didn't give them a piece of my mind.
I wouldn't go there. I just If I
you know what?
Why?
What's
your problem?
If I filled up my basket and saw that, you know what I would do?
Walk out and leave it?
I would just leave the basket sitting there and walk out.
After you spent an hour in there?
You don't know how close I came to doing that.
What's your problem with it?
I don't trust it.
That makes zero sense. Why do you trust the lady checking you out? You think they're overcharging you when you hit the thing and it flashes up exactly how much they're charging you?
Well, no. But, I mean, you got to pay for it with a credit card or something like that.
No, you don't.
You don't.
You
pay cash,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cash?
Yeah. Yes, cash.
Yeah. Well, there's a bill changer.
No, I don't like to pay cash at the grocery store.
What do you use?
Don't take your credit card then. What do you want to use?
Stamp?
You write a check yeah, like everybody else
does. Give them a nice check. What's wrong with that?
You write a nice check like everybody else does.
Then you're 10 times worse than the coupon user.
The check person is the worst. You have to realize that, Grego. You're holding up the line.
I don't care.
Cash your credit.
I don't care.
Or grow your own food.
You know what? You know what? I go through there. I fill up my basket. And then when I get up there and they start checking me out, that's my time. And when I write a check, I'm on my time.
You're a pain in the ass.
No, no.
Yeah, you are. Everyone behind you is like, oh.
I don't care.
Well, that's tough.
I don't care.
You write a check at the grocery store?
I write a check because I want a record of it.
Why?
Because I just know.
That's what a receipt is.
Well, I want a check.
That's what a credit card statement is.
Well,
right.
I want a check. And I like writing a check at grocery stores.
Anyway.
Sometimes I may want to, like, get some extra cash, like write it for over the amount.
Debit card,
yeah.
Holmes.
Debit card, computerized, does it 100 times faster than the check.
I don't like it like that. I like having a record where I can put that I've got $50 over.
And what's the hurry anyway?
They got things to do.
Yeah, there's a reason they have a self-checkout line so you don't have to wait behind idiots like
you.
No,
there's a reason they have checkout.
That turd-drawing base of yours.
No, there's a reason that they have a checkout because they don't want to pay somebody to do that. They're
Fine.
Trying to cut back on labor costs.
And it's
faster. But yet they're not passing that savings on to me when I buy a roll of toilet paper or some cheese.
Well, they would.
Trust me, if you eat enough cheese, you won't need any toilet paper.
Right. The coupon lady who was in front of me at the regular checkout aisle.
Stinky butt. Thank you, R.A. Dickey.
Did you know R.A. Dickey said stinky butt the other night?
Stinky butt.
He goes, it was a little bit stinky, but...
Oh.
And so we got this out of it.
Stinky butt.
You have stinky butt?
So she proceeds to whip out maybe 50 or 60 coupons.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. And before you check out, the lady has to put every one of them up to the little Scantron
Absolutely.
Unit or whatever.
You scan them.
And go through every one of them. Beep, beep, beep. This is prior to checking out the food. So there's a guy behind me, so I'm in gridlock,
yep.
All right? There's no way I can move. And I'm
sure
just sitting
can.
There.
You can just get out of line and leave.
I'm staring at the lady. I mean, I'm shooting mind bullets at her. I am so pissed.
I mean, here's a lady that is just trying to save a little bit of money.
Right. And you know what I did? First thing I do, if I look at her and I notice that maybe she's downtrodden or she's buying, Smeet or high-top products, then I'll cut her a little slack. She has a nice purse. She has expensive shoes. She has nice jewelry. She's wearing a nice shirt. And she's not bad looking.
Maybe the reason that she's got all that is because she saves money.
Because she is a yenta hen. She's a henta.
That was abrasive.
Boy, that was abrasive.
So that's not the worst part. So I sit there. She goes through every one of those coupons, and then they have to scan all her food.
Snake.
Did she write a check?
Of course she wrote a check. Oh. And to make matters worse, when they tell her the total, she starts to argue over the total. Oh, wait a minute. There's no way it's this much.
Oh.
There is no way. They have to go through item by item.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say anything?
No, I'm just sitting there to where they find that she bought like a can of creamed corn or something that she swears she had a coupon for, but the guy couldn't find it. So she goes, oh, you know what? I must have left that one in my car. Do you mind if I go get it?
No way.
To which the guy said, ma'am, I'm sorry. There's too many people behind you. To which she throws a hissy fit. She checks out and goes straight to the manager to bitch about her 10-cent can of corn.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? That's her time.
That's her time.
That is not her time. That is my time.
No, no.
And the guy behind me's time.
No, no. Were you up there at the register?
No, I was in line waiting to be in the register.
Okay, that's your time.
That's her time.
That's ridiculous.
Cannot defend this.
No, they can't.
Now, I'll defend the use of coupons.
So why?
Because I use them, too.
Stop doing it.
I saved $10 today on Crest products at Target.
You know what?
That's $10 in my pocket, Corby. I saved $140 Saturday.
I want you to call.
On sheets at JCPenney. $140.
Is that a coupon?
Yes.
From what?
For sheets at JCPenney.
Or was it just a special they were running?
No.
You had to cut something out of the paper.
I had to rip it out of the paper. And it was $15 off. Then I got an extra $10 as I continue to flip through it.
I want you to start calling me every time you decide to save money. I will give you cash before you go in there.
Do it, Kevin.
Okay.
Do it.
I will. I should have called you Saturday morning then.
You should have.
And you would have had to put $140 in my hand.
It is saving time for the valuable human.
And coupons
what are you in such a big hurry for? I mean,
why have you had 64 speeding tickets in the last year? Because you're in a hurry.
No, because I drive a car that it speeds.
No, yeah, right. You're always in a hurry. And you bitch at people driving slow all the time because you're in a hurry.
Right. But when I go to a grocery store, I block out time.
Well, I don't.
Hardline double standard.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is, too.
You know what?
No, it's not.
Sometimes
it is not. Detail the argument to suit yourselves.
Sometimes I go
when
to the
you
store
know right.
at 1, and I have to be out of there by 1:30 so I can make it up to work. That's the only time I can go for whatever reason.
Well,
that's,
there's never anybody there at that time of day. Ever.
Well, it's funny. This is what happened last time. I'm in the checkout line at 1:45 or something.
Well, you know what? That's not very... You're not utilizing your time very well.
I am.
If you go in there at 1 o'clock knowing you've got to be here at 1:30 or 2.
I wake up at 12:50. I'm straight to the store at 1.
You need to manage your time a little bit more wisely.
I couldn't...
Now, that is ridiculous.
Well, it is.
That.
It is. And the coupon, Kevin, is a woman thing, mainly.
No, it's a money thing.
No, it's a woman thing. It is very rare that you see a guy whip out a bunch of coupons at the grocery store.
It's rare that you see guys shopping. I think you and me are pretty much outside the norm on this.
Let's stop this segment real quick, because I just heard Mike say to Psycho, pelt him. Pelt him, meaning pelt him with snake Cora drops.
Snake Cora. Snake.
Pelt him.
Snake.
You know what I believe?
Such a jackass.
I believe the coupon is a big racket anyway, because you get the... Will you shut up for 5 seconds? I'm not Cobra or Snake. Psycho.
Look at your tomato head.
Because you... They make these coupons for items that you really don't ever use or need.
Oh, right. Then don't buy them.
I don't. I don't use the coupon.
Kevin,
the coupon.
Kevin, you got roped into buying.
No,
you went
Crest
for $40 worth of Crest products.
No, no, I didn't get roped into crap. You know what?
Did you get a keg of toothpaste?
I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth. I will eventually use this toothpaste.
How many did you buy?
Enough.
How many did you buy? 100?
No, no, no. I bought...
You bought 20 tubes of Crest, didn't you?
No, no, no. I don't know how many I bought.
How many?
Yeah, you bought a basketful.
No, I bought tooth products. Not just toothpaste.
All right.
But different kinds of
floss?
Stuff.
Floss? Well, I mean, there's not
that
many.
Everybody, you should always have a minimum of 2 backup tubes of toothpaste.
Why? In case you squeeze them down the toilet? What are you talking about?
You just should always have that.
That's right. You should.
I mean, I've got, if you go to my house,
I may need them.
I've got backup of everything.
So do I.
Deodorants, razors,
right.
Mouthwash.
BP. Right.
Why, in case the house catches on fire and it only burns one product?
No,
so you always have the backup?
Usually, the reason I do it? Where I don't have to go to the grocery store at 1 o'clock every day.
You're going
to
eventually go anyway.
To get it.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
I've got backup.
When you look at your tube of toothpaste and it's almost empty, you write down on your list, toothpaste.
I can do it next time. I'm not scrambling around.
Exactly.
Brushing my teeth with baking soda and rubbing olive oil into my armpit so I don't stink.
Olive oil.
And you never
in a pinch.
You never get caught without toothpaste or razor blades.
I never do.
Soap
I never do.
Well, I never will.
Well, I haven't either. I'm trying to tell you.
But you might.
Now, there have been times.
You might. I won't.
Okay, so do you fill up your tank when you're half empty or half full? Because you're about to run out, obviously.
Very rarely does my gas indicator get below half a tank.
Hello,
Terry.
That is
rarely.
So ridiculous.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
What a waste of time.
Why is it dumb?
You're filling up your tank twice as much as you need to.
Right.
You're wasting time.
Yeah. And I'm never going to run out of gas.
You know what?
I've never run out of gas in my life, ever. Never. Not once.
In a lifetime of filling up your car, every time it gets to half a tank, you could run out of gas 20 times still save the time for doubling up on
gas
filling
time.
Up.
No.
And I
no, no,
run,
don't always.
And I have run out of gas about 20 times.
I never have. That's you cannot do anything more idiotic than run out of gas.
Never tested
you
the needle?
Me.
Never. I've never run out of gas. And never. Not even when I was a kid.
You better remember who it is you're talking about. There.
Not even when I was a kid and had a mini bike that didn't have a gas gauge on it. I have never run out of gas, and I never will.
I hope you do. It's
never going to happen.
Gas right out of your tank.
Almost did in San Antonio.
No, never did. And never will, because you're a complete idiot if you run out of gas. And hadn't Davey done it four or five times?
Let's leave him out of this.
Yeah.
That was after a strip club visit when he had to push his car up a hill.
I never heard that story.
Besides, you have.
We'll tell that one off the air.
Yeah.
Besides, he's contributed recently. Let's leave him alone today.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Davey.
See, Reiner likes Davey.
Sammy the Spelunker yesterday.
And the professor.
Well, there's nothing wrong with coupons.
Where he gave us the memorable line,
"Stand back, burrito!"
I knew this day would come.
There's nothing wrong with coupons, and there's certainly nothing wrong with writing a check at the grocery store.
We'll see.
We will see.
All right, that is coupon talk. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.